Hello, everyone. I'm going to give it a few minutes to give everyone a chance to arrive. Do we have a note taker today? Jennifer, do we know who agreed to be note takers and what the schedule is?
I think so far we just have two people. It's Whitney and Yao. So I don't see.
Yeah, I can take notes today.
Oh, that would be perfect. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to drop the agenda in the chat and let's go ahead and get started. We have a great showing. Jennifer, do you know if Ryan's going to be here today?
I do not.
Okay. Let's give it a couple more minutes before we start because I would like for Ryan to be here if he is going to show up. Do we have any an announcements? I see in the meeting notes that there is a generic reminder to vote for issues that are important to you. I think that at our next session, we're going to do an issue review. Is that what we decided last time, Jennifer? Do you remember?
I know that
It's the 18th.
yes, so there are a couple issues that Ryan needs to review, and there's some more on the 25th, and I just finished the dashboards for I've been in like meetings for 4 hours, so my brain is quite literally cottage cheese right now. Anyway, the list of issues that need to be reviewed and those that have been reviewed, the list of issues that needs to be reviewed, that dashboard, it's right on from our meeting page, and it should be copied going forward. So I think we're all good. I also updated our implementers topic section or spreadsheet to say, put new topics that don't have any JIRAs there. But that's something we can talk about to you at a later date.
Okay, thanks. That's great. Yeah, I saw all the work that you did yesterday on assigning labels. That's awesome. I also added a link to the new data import Google directory, Google Drive for this for data import. I have moved the survey, the brief survey that I sent around to gather input on mark orders from, those who have implemented or those who are wanting to implement. I moved that survey actually into that space, and I'm going to be presenting on the responses that we received as a way to kick off our discussion today. And that PowerPoint is also linked from the agenda and is in that space. Are there any other announcements before we get started? Okay, then I guess I will go ahead and share my screen and we can Start. Okay. Do you see the presentation?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. So, thank you for everyone who completed the survey. I thought we could, there's been a real need to devote some attention to data import for mark orders for a while. And I'm glad that we are taking this opportunity as a community to revisit this and think about how we can structure a pathway forward. And I'm very happy that I see so many people from the acquisition SIG, because I think that this work is very highly overlapping the work of both of our SIGs. So I'm hoping that we can figure out a way to collaborate more closely on this. I'm going to start off with, just an overview of the information that we got back from the survey. And then we can jump into a discussion about next steps. So, just a brief overview of the survey for anyone who did not see it. It was a short survey and it was not open for very long. So, thank you to whoever filled it out. It was only open for 1 week. We got 9 responses representing 7 institutions. We had one institution that had multiple responses, and then we had one anonymous response. Of those institutions, 4 are using data import to batch create orders, and 3 are not using data import to batch create orders. So there were not that many questions because I wanted this to be like a low barrier to entry survey to sort of inform, to use the needs of the community to inform, how we should frame our work. So the first question was, if you're using the Folio data import module to create orders in batch, what are the pain points? So this is feedback from the 4 institutions that are using data import. And I've summarized here because there was, I'm sure nobody is surprised that there was overlapping feedback, and I didn't want to just put all of the raw data here. So some of it is formed exactly how it was presented in the survey results, but some of it is just at more of a high level to represent more thematically. Issues when it crossed over responses. So from and so the pain points from those using the data import app to batch create orders that were identified in this survey were ISBN validation. I can speak to this personally as being from an institution that is using mark orders, that we do a lot of pre-processing and manipulating of data to get orders to create in batch when ISBNs are either not valid or ISBNs are not presented in the form that the orders app wants them in. I do believe that there is a fix coming for this in Ramsen's. I don't know if anybody on the call can speak to this. So we may be starting off on a really positive note here that will turn off ISBN validation at the point of order creation. But moving on, there was some discussion, and I struggled with how to represent this. The bigger issue here may be a lack of clarity about what is supposed to happen when you open orders in with data import in batch, because some selections will result in orders created with no underlying SRS, and other options in the data import order field mapping profile will result in orders being created with an underlying SRS record. So it just, I think that it just points out to a lack of clarity and understanding of functionality. Awesome. Thank you. Molly Driscoll is saying that that fix is scheduled for Trillium. So that is awesome. Are you talking about the ISBN? Yeah, sorry. No, you actually added the link to the Jira, but because I'm showing a presentation, I didn't want to click on it to verify that that was the issue being discussed. So thank you for sharing that information. I know that there are many reasons to have ISBN validation, but from those of us that are creating batch orders, there's no solid workflow for ensuring that your orders are going to create, because there are a lot of valid ways of presenting ISBNs.
Oh, if you want to turn the light on, turn on the power suit.
Okay. So
Oh, and if
the
it's
next pain point I'm going to discuss is record ordering for creation. And I think that there are a couple of issues here. One is that the orders don't necessarily create in the same order that they are in the file, and that can make things a challenge for some of our workflows. I know that there's also a Jira out right now where the log and the ordering, there are issues with ordering of the records and the logs as well. Matching to existing instances is less than ideal. So I know that some of us, at my institution, we just always create a new instance for all orders and then move it if we need to afterwards. And that's not ideal. So that does seem to be a pain point for some institutions. The next topic, batch creation of orders does not support batch creation of ongoing orders, orders of multiple copies, or orders for multiple volume sets or multi-volume sets. Right now, orders only as a as an end to, batch creation of orders as an end-to-end workflow for my institution really only is working reliably for single volume, single title monographic orders. Reliance on order app functionality results in behavior changes without changes to import profiles. And I can clarify this because I'm the one that said this in my response. Even if there are no changes report that are made to the data import functionality for order creation, when there are changes that are made to the orders app functionality, that can result in, changes of behavior between releases without any changes to data import functionality. And it's made it a challenge to be able to plan for new releases. And it makes it just makes it a challenge. There's no easy way to test before new releases. I have actually before created test data in one of the Bugfest environment, but it was a long process. I had to involve a lot of people, and we never were really able to create a situation that allowed us to really test our the way that we want to create orders, or the way that we do create orders. So, having a way to test and understand the impact of these changes in the orders app to data import batch creation of orders functionality would be really great. Another pain point, prevent. Oh, Right. So I also added this one. So prevents use of some orders that functionality, such as fund balance checking. So at my institution, we're not able to use fund balance checking at all because we're not able to, it interferes with the cre batch creation of orders. So we have to turn that off. Errors result in partially created orders and unlinked inventory records without accurate log reporting. I've seen this as well, where and actually the fund balance checking, the way that that manifests itself in order creation, we end up with orders that are they're opened as pending, but the log says that there was an error and that no order was created. But there was an order created. It was open and pending. The instance records were created. They weren't linked. And then the log says that nothing was created. And our import profile is set to create orders in a state of open. So I know that there are a number of pain points that are out there. That aren't represented here, but this is just a list of what came through from the institutions on the survey.
Could we have a four-way tie?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I thought my someone was saying
Oh
something,
no.
and I didn't realize I was unmuted. So sorry about that.
Oh no, I'm sorry. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So the next set of response that's have to do are from the institutions that aren't using order import but want to use order import. So these are framed as obstacles. There's a lot of overlap between the pain points that those of us who are using using data import to create orders are experiencing and what is preventing others from implementing. So editing and linking of import profiles is not efficient. It's unclear how to implement for a consortium. Unrefined matching can result in duplicates or overlay of title matches for different formats. Incorrect and uninformative logs make it difficult to identify and troubleshoot errors, changing and functionality between releases for unknown reasons, and being able to map the vendor code in the order. So I think that there's nothing that is on this obstacles list that isn't represented on the pain points list in spirit, if not in details or specificity. And the final question on the survey was, what programming can the data import SIG provide to improve the batch import of orders from the MARC in the batch import of orders from MARC experience? And here are the themes that emerged from this. Instead of, making a list here, I sort of clumped together, the suggestions into four themes. I think that none of this will surprise anyone here, but I thought that framing it this way might lead to discussion about next steps. And I think that this is also a way of organizing those next steps potentially. So one is functionality, expanding on functionality, supporting the batch update of orders. Right now, you can just create orders in batch. You can't change them via batch after the point of creation. Being able to create ongoing orders or other types of orders, improvements to logging. We talk a lot about documentation in the data import SIG, so I'm sure it surprises no one that there are requests for documentation to document existing functionality, how to set up, how to get started using, and how to troubleshoot batch order creation. Batch order creation, more than any other data import functionality, is a somewhat opaque process. And I think that there's a lot of scaffolding that could be in place to help people learn how to get started using it and to using it and thinking about how we can support that. Demonstrations and training. We had a number of requests for demonstrations, for recording those demonstrations and making those available, for shared spaces, for community activities such as sharing and asking questions. And then finally, testing, creating a testing environment so that we can have a space to be able to understand the impact of changes and test before we are loading the new releases into our local environments. So that is I'm going to stop sharing and open it up for comments. Does anyone have any questions about the survey or the results? Yeah, so I see a comment from Molly. A couple of recent examples of orders that have functionality changing, developing, but not being reflected in the profiles. LCCN is a supported product ID in orders, but not in the DI field mapping profile. This removes a potential instance matching point when using this workflow. Custom fields on orders or POLs do not yet appear in field mapping profiles. I think that those are both excellent examples. As far as I'm aware, there's very little work that's been done on the field mapping profiles after implementation. I know that I filed a bug about the donor changing the donor mapping when the donor field was deprecated and the new donor segment of the record, the donor entity was created. But as far as I'm aware, I think that the changes to the field mapping profiles are not keeping up with the functionality that is changing in the orders app. So how do we align that? And what is the appropriate cadence for that? It does seem to be that we are asking for changes after the fact. Thank you for sharing those examples. So Ryan is sharing that PholoJet is working on adding LCCN to orders field mapping. So yeah, that's great news, Ryan. Ryan, can you talk a little bit about how does the change to the field mapping profile get in the workflow?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for right now, this is the LCCN one is something that kind of came up as a, someone noticed the discrepancy and pointed it out, which is, of course, not ideal for where we'd like to be. So, something I've been speaking with Joe and Dennis about in kind of syncing up on, orders details into data import is we've been talking about coming up with a sort of single source of truth kind of approach to accepted values when, when we're talking about fields that appear across different apps like data import and into orders. So for right now, the work is kind of one at a time, making sure that they're aligned, adding in these new values for the field options. But going forward, we're going to look into a way to kind of maintain both at the same time so that we're not doing this thing of one gets updated and then the other needs to follow suit. If we can keep them in sync, is what we'd like to get to. How that happens, we're still talking that out in the early stages, but that is something we've been discussing and hope to scheme some ideas around in the near future.
No, that's great news. I'd be very interested in understanding how the SIG can help support that work, in a more proactive manner. Yeah, so. So, does anyone have any other questions about the survey, or do you think that I would like to hear what people think about these themes that emerged from the survey? If you filled out the survey and you feel like there's, a major point that you were trying to communicate that didn't get surfaced in these themes, or if you didn't have a chance to fill out the survey, if there are concerns you have that aren't represented here in the in these themes, why don't I put the themes back up on the screen? Okay. Well, I'm starting to think about like next steps. Some of the early steps that we came into this meeting expecting to be able to take and that are reflected here are setting up demonstrations. Does anyone think that that is an appropriate next step? Are there other places that you would like to see us invest our time rather than demonstrations at this point? Or in addition to demonstrations? Okay, so in terms of demonstrations, do we want to use SIG time for that? We also have the data import lab, or we could create a series where we just do demonstrations and then we record them and we make them available on our wiki page. I don't know if anyone has any preferences to what form the demonstrations take. Do we want to use data import sig time or lab time or find a third time? We could also just ask people to, rather than ha provide demonstrations, to create recordings that we share, and then we can have people review the recordings offline and have maybe Q&A sessions in person.
Hi, Christy.
Yes. Hi.
So I can't find my raised hand on my screen for some reason. I'm not sure why.
That's okay.
Donna Chen from Skidmore College. So I think doing demonstrations definitely a good idea and very practical. But I also thought recording is equally important because whether you have that designated time meeting slot to do those, not everybody who is interested can attend. So have a repository or a place that people could go. Direct people to know where they can find those recording would be super helpful. And I was trying to ask a question because I couldn't find my raised hands earlier. Is the documentation, where do we find it, the existing documentation regarding this process? Is there a place that this is already somewhere that we can just go look before, besides the trying to provide more or improve what we currently have? That's my question. Thank you.
So the documentation that is on docs.folio.org is not really robust enough to get someone started. I think it is a very high level introduction. We do have, I always have to Google it or just search for it. Okay, nope, this is not it. There is a in the do you have a quick and easy the tips and tricks pages that we used to call them? There we go. So if you go to data import, there. Jennifer, do you remember where the mark from orders, the orders from mark for data import documentation is on the wiki?
If you go back to our meeting agenda, and then if you just scroll down, I put all the resources right there. So the technical designs, order notes, Quiznalia, and stuff like that. So that should link out to most of them. Were you wanting to do something more specific? Oh, you're
Thanks.
muted.
Yes,
Thanks.
sorry.
Sorry.
Wasn't there a page? Didn't we have a page on didn't we have a page on mark orders at one point?
That's the only stuff that I could find that was
Okay.
current. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we actually. Okay. Oh, field mapping profiles. Maybe this is actually. Okay. Okay, so this is actually the technical. This is the technical. This is not how to. And then we have.
So I would say we really don't have a how-to for mark orders. I remember last year when we did, intro to data import. No one was available to kind of do those. So, and the Folio docs, I don't think really cover that. I think what we did recently in the SIG, it was more for bib rather than orders as well, because it's still like a select few that are doing mark orders.
Okay, so that is definitely something that I think that we can work on as well, figuring out what documentation we need and where it should be. I'm not sure. Is there anyone here from the documentation SIG? I'm not sure whether the docs is where this level of information should live because it just seems to have a very high level overview of data import. And I don't know if that's by design or if that is a space that we should be thinking about for this type of documentation.
Christy, I know from I don't think Alyssa is here, but they are going to restructure our documentation and put it up one level to reflect that we're a SIG. And then Autumn's documentation that she did on how to create like a job profile and all that is going to go in the new place called Additional Topics. So I think eventually we can add this to Additional Topics, which. So this is a coming feature for docs.folio.org, which is why people don't see it now, or they might see like preview.
Okay.
So
Thank you for all of that information. Sorry, go ahead.
before this become official Folio docs and on that doc site, so this would most of the relevant information will be reside in data import SIG, right? In the additional documentation session, you said, right?
That's what it sounds like. I know that that is the case right now. And I think that that is what Jennifer is saying. I know we had a meeting about this last week, but I did not realize that the additional topics we were talking about was going to point to the wiki. But that sounds like a Or is that not what you were saying? Okay, so go ahead.
Oh no, I wasn't sure if that question was for me or Dunlan.
I think it was for you.
And we could certainly put it on the wiki, I think, and then if and when the Folio docs becomes kind of ready for that type of information, we can put it there. I think. When I did that work last year for the wiki.com, I'd never used it, so that's why I didn't do it. So, but definitely, I think it would be good to add this year since we have a lot of people who are asking that question.
I definitely think that those are two things. So I think we have two immediate actions that we can take. One is setting up a pathway to have some demonstrations, and then also, starting, or initializing some momentum around documenting practices around data import for MARC orders. And it does sound like we could at least go ahead and start building that out in the wiki, just so we can get started, and with the intention that it eventually moves to the documentation platform.
Thank you. This sounds great.
I think that that will help. And we can focus on new users, getting people started using, which I think is a huge barrier. Was someone else going to talk? I apologize.
Oh no, so I did the one on EDIFACT pages. So we do have something that goes through the EDIFACT kind of standard on the wiki. So I don't know if we want to add something specific for orders. But the orders is very different from the EDIFACT field mapping profile. So, I mean, if you look at the others like job profiles, actions, it's kind of telling you just have to fill in what's required. So it doesn't really explain, like if you don't know what vendor ID is or how to get that, it's not going to go into that for anything really.
Right. No, actually, You have such a great memory, Jennifer. I'm actually remembering this now that you are talking about it. And I think that I might have said that I would do the order section and then probably forgot and did not do it. So we can think about how to get that in.
You
And
know,
I think, sorry, go ahead.
oh yeah, sorry. I'm wondering too, maybe it's, there, I think there is a part that is like, how do I do the field mapping for an order? But I think maybe the one that I've seen that kind of really trips people up is they just don't understand what's happening. So when they're building this, they don't understand the difference in between, should I set it to pending or should I set it to open? And what are the implications? And maybe that's what we should focus on too. And honestly, I'm not sure about the business logic with this. I'm not sure if data import is trying to respect the business logic of orders or if it can override it, because there's so many ways that you can do things. You can have a set, but there's only one POL, or you can have like a multi-volume set, and there could be like five POLs, one for each volume. And can data import kind of accommodate that with working with orders? And I think for myself, I was hoping like we could have a lot more conversations about these types of interactions. And I think that will help us understand, especially the logs and what the logs should say. Because right now I don't know. Some of the logs don't make sense, obviously, but I don't know actually what the process is doing.
Yeah, so I can also say that part of my reticence about writing documentation about orders is that it changes so drastically from version to version, even with how, for instance, number of copies or are treated. For instance, our framework at my institution is we don't have the staff to manually open every single order. So we want orders to be opened as a part of the creation process. And that is very different from creating orders in a state of pending. For a while, you weren't able to create orders with like for multiple copies. So if we have a quantity of five that comes in from a vendor order, we would still get just one holdings and one item for that. And then in one version, it started creating multiple items. So it would create five items, but then they weren't linking to the POs. Only the first item would be linked to the PO. Just from version to version, how this behaves, we don't know how it's intended to behave. So we have no way of evaluating it. We just have, at my institution, we just have a series of order files. And when we load the new version of Folio, we load them and see what happens, right? And then we change our workflows to adapt to whatever is happening. For instance, with fund checking, we weren't able to create any orders because fund checking was turned, and we couldn't figure out why when we installed Quisnelia in our local environment. And that's because there was no budget that had been loaded yet in our test environment. There was no money assigned to any of the funds. So all of our orders were being rejected because there were no funds. So we discovered that, we couldn't batch create orders if there were no funds available on the funds themselves. And how data import treats those records when they come in, and say we wanted So if we are going to have this functionality, I would like to be intentional about it, right? And understand what does the community want to happen. If you're loading 500 orders and you have three orders on one fund and there's no balance on that fund, what do we want to happen? Right now, those orders get an error that I don't actually we've I've forgotten. I don't want to say what the error is because I might be wrong. Because we just work around this. We basically turned off fund checking so that we don't get those errors anymore. But understanding the implication of this and then deciding how we want this to behave when we're creating orders in batch, because it's not always going to be the same as how we want, for instance, fund checking to behave when we're creating orders, manually. And how do we identify those points? Coming up with a strategy for the documentation, I think, is important. Because I also don't want to codify through documenting what is happening right now, that was intended, or that's the ideal, or that is the situation that we want. So that is something that I'm personally concerned about with contributing to documentation based on what we are doing now in our current circumstances. Though I do think it is important to be able to say, this is what you can do right now. Okay, so we have about 13 minutes. I would like to hear from everybody what the community thinks needs to happen to get us towards an ideal state for being able to create orders in batch. Of these themes, we've talked a little bit about how, and I have some ideas about how data import can take these requirements into consideration, the SIG, and meet some of these needs around demonstrations and training and, focusing on documentation, which we have already been doing. I'm wondering if there's anything that is not here that we should be doing, or what. How we start to have conversations about functionality and testing that engage the acquisition SIG and data import. Jennifer?
I think for me, really understanding what we have currently, like, I don't know, Ryan, if, and I know, Ryan, you worked with Dennis some on this, but walking us through what it does currently and the scenarios, because I think then we can kind of understand maybe some of the gaps as well, that we need to look at, because it's not just opening pending or orders. Can you do, I guess, one time and ongoing? I don't know. And that way we can make sure that we have the at least our docu our current documentation, make sure that actually is current and correctly reflects what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jennifer. I'd be happy to connect with Joe and Dennis and kind of talk out scenarios and current expectations and see what I could scheme up for us.
That would be great. One of the things that I would also, I'm also thinking that we should do, we have the data import lab. It is Thursdays at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. We know that there's a lot of folks who can't make those times. So putting out a poll and maybe having it at a different time each week, or maybe alternate times, so that more people have a data import lab option open to them, and scheduling some of these demonstrations during those times and recording them so that they can be put up on the wiki and maybe even linked from some of the documentation that we are going to start putting up about what works. And I'm happy to contribute to that based on my own experiences and knowledge, which is by no means official. From our colleagues over in the acquisition SIG, what would you like from us to be able to, improve the batch loading of orders environment in Folio? Go ahead.
I found that raising up all of a sudden appear. So I think what you just described, Christine, will be very helpful for stuff like in your data import lab on Thursdays, that if you already plan that which lab, which day that you're gonna do this kind of data import demo, and you would post it, cross-post in acquisition SIG as well. And then for the recording afterwards of documentation, you have a discrete spot where we can find it on your SIG page. And then maybe acquisition SIG, we meet, we have weekly meeting alternating for Tuesday and Fridays. And then maybe the some of us who are attending those lab can just say, hey, we attend this lab and this is something, and then just kind of remind the SIG members about those labs, and then also just keep people informed about where they can go find the recording or documentation that pertaining to those other demos if they didn't attend the lab. I think that would be good. I think that would be useful, helpful.
No, thank you for that. Cross-posting, I think, is really important, and identifying when we're going to be talking about the acquisitions related things also will help people self-select for which ones are most relevant. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for your feedback and your comments and for filling out the surveys. And I'll be processing. I've taken a lot of my own notes for what we can be proactively doing as a SIG and reporting out. And we'll be sure to reach out to the acquisition SIG on these topics as well. Oh, if you want to, if there's something else you want to say, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say thank you. That's all I was gonna say. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments, suggestions, requests? Volunteers to help out with any of the work?
Does volunteer to learn count?
Yeah. Then I think that we can call it a meeting. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.